Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. Hello, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. Today's episode, if you're listening on the day it drops, is Halloween. So happy fucking Halloween, you spooky little bitches. I wanted to record a Halloween episode today without being cheesy and like corny and being like, let's tell ghost stories. But if you ever do want that, like I have too many ghost stories, a little too many, like ghosts love me. But today we are talking about backstabbers. So I want to just jump right into the episode. But before we do, make sure to follow me on all my socials. They're all in the description of this episode. Also, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on, Spotify, Apple, Audioboom, or write a written review. It really helps me out and I love you so much. Now let's get into today's episode. I unfortunately have had a lot of experience with being backstabbed. I've had multiple people in my life lie to me, go behind my back, and just betray my trust. And it got to a point where I felt very isolated and alone because it seemed as if every connection I had made with someone, it ended the same way, which was me getting hurt. No matter how good the relationship or friendship was, there was always a voice in the back of my head telling me it was going to end badly. So naturally, I started to have my guard up at all times. I also just struggled with maintaining friendships because a friend would do something that really hurt me, and when I spoke up about it, my feelings were invalidated. I'd be told that I was overreacting, it's not a big deal, I'm so confrontational, I'm so drama, taking the attention away from the issue itself, which was my feelings had been hurt. What I learned from that was when someone hurts you, they don't have to understand why they hurt you. Sure, it would be nice if they acknowledged it and took accountability for it, but them not doing that does not take away from how you feel. I think in any friendship or relationship, there are expectations and boundaries, and when those expectations are not met and those boundaries are crossed, that's what leads to feelings of betrayal. So maybe your idea of betrayal is different than your partner or your friend, and that's why they don't see the issue. But that's why it's so important to be vocal about what you expect from that person and what you will and will not tolerate. Being backstabbed hurts so much because you have this idea of this person or this relationship and how they're supposed to act or how it's supposed to be, and when the narrative changes, it's really hard to detach yourself from what you created in your head. It's hard to let go of the idea that someone is not who you thought they were, and they more than likely do not feel the way you thought they felt about you. It's almost unfathomable that someone you care so deeply about could do something so hurtful to you, because you can't imagine ever doing that to them. That is one of the biggest things I struggled with in relationships and friendships, because whenever I tried to forgive someone for what they did, I would try to picture myself in their shoes doing exactly what they did, but to them, and I couldn't. When I tried to put myself in the same mindset and try to understand why they would do what they did, I couldn't wrap my head around it, because I knew if I were to do that, it would hurt them, and knowing it would hurt them would be enough for me not to do it. So why could they do that so easily to me? It genuinely makes you question the entirety of your relationship with that person. You start thinking back on everything they said to you, everything they promised you. You start looking back at any red flags you might have missed, and it truly does taint the relationship you had with that person. It could be the best relationship or friendship that you've ever been in, but because they lied to you, or they cheated on you, or did something so out of character, you start questioning if everything you had with them was a lie. Did they really love me? Did they really care about me? If they could lie about where they were last night, did they lie about everything else they did in the relationship? And I'm going to be so honest here. I have had my experience with being backstabbed, but I have also been in the position of someone who has backstabbed someone else. I feel like I've been pretty open about who I was growing up. I wasn't the best friend. I was definitely a pick-me girl in high school, and I was messy, and I definitely hurt people. But speaking from that experience, I know why most people betray the people they say they love and care about so much. It truly does have everything to do with them and not the people that they're hurting. I know you've heard this before, but truly, hurt people hurt people. When I look back at the people I talked shit about, the people I snaked on, the people I lied to, it had nothing to do with them. It had nothing to do with me wanting to hurt them. It had nothing to do with me wanting our friendship to end. It was just because I was selfish, I was insecure, and I was projecting a lot of my pain from what I struggled with onto the people in my life. When I was making poor decisions, my friends weren't in the forefront of my mind. I didn't consider their feelings until after the damage had been done. Because up until that point, I was solely thinking about my needs and my needs alone. Obviously, everyone functions differently. Everyone has different motives. But what I learned from my own shitty behavior is that most people who hurt you are not intentionally hurting you. That's not to say that they aren't hurting you and what they're doing isn't wrong, but when someone fucks you over, more than likely, if your friends or family are in a relationship with them, they're not thinking, this is going to fuck them up. I cannot wait. They probably aren't doing that with the motive to make you feel like shit. Whatever they're doing is for their own selfish gain, and it's not about you, it's about them. Being able to realize this has helped me move on when someone does hurt me, because it takes my mind away from blaming me or trying to rationalize why they did this or what I could have done to prevent this, because it has nothing to do with me. They aren't fucking someone new because I'm not hot enough. They aren't hanging out with someone I don't like because I suck. They aren't talking shit about me because I'm a shitty person. None of what they're doing has anything to do with me, and it has everything to do with their own selfish needs, which is not my responsibility to take care of.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Me playing devil's advocate and explaining why they might have hurt you does not mean they get a free pass. It's just to aid you with deciding what your next move is. Just because someone is struggling, just because they're hurting, does not mean you have to deal with it. You should not feel bad about not wanting to forgive someone or not wanting to continue a relationship or friendship with someone just because they're going through a hard time. We're all going through shit. You could be going through the same shit as them, if not worse, and still not do what they did to you. You shouldn't feel obligated to get over what someone did to you just because you love them. A lot of the time, when someone gets caught, rather than owning their shit and trying to understand why you're so hurt and why you're struggling to forgive them, they will play the victim and act as if you're the bad guy for not being able to move past it. They'll use your relationship against you and say, well, if I actually matter to you, if you actually love me or wanted to be with me or cared about me, you wouldn't be able to leave me this easily. They'll use your love and your loyalty as a weapon, despite what they did to you and how they broke your trust. You're now supposed to prove yourself, or else you're betraying them. Or even worse, you might have that person try to rationalize what they did by comparing it to your past, comparing it to what you've done to people or what people have done to you. I've had people say, I should understand what they did because I also have done that to previous people. As if just because I fucked up once, not even with this current person, it means I never deserve a good relationship or friendship again. I only deserve fucked up shit. Or I've had people say, I should forgive them for this one thing because I forgave someone previously for something that wasn't as bad, or I forgave them for doing the same thing. Part of me understands that logic, but also just because you let something slide once doesn't mean it's okay. There's different circumstances, different expectations, like I said before. There's different elements and emotions to relationships. How someone treated me in the past does not compare to how you in this current moment are treating me. Just because I forgave them does not mean I loved them or cared about them more than I do for you. The situation was just different, and if anything, I probably care more about you and this relationship because I'm having more difficulty moving on from you hurting me. Anytime someone tries to force you to forgive them or blame you for not forgiving them, they are deflecting from them taking responsibility and trying to avoid the real issue, which is them fucking up. I struggle with the idea of forgiving people because part of me acknowledges that when you forgive too easily, it gives people more of a reason to walk all over you and mistreat you. I forgave my ex-boyfriends when they would cheat on me, and all forgiving them did was feed into them doing whatever they wanted. I would forgive my friends for not inviting me to things in hopes that next time they would, but next time would come around and I still wasn't, because it fed into the idea that they could do whatever they wanted and treat me as shitty as they wanted, and I would allow it. With that being said, I also acknowledge that not forgiving people can be more harmful to you than it is the people that you're not forgiving. While you're holding on to this pain that this person has caused you, more than likely this person has moved on and isn't even thinking about you or what they did to you. They probably are out living their best life, not thinking about you at all. You create this anger for someone who does not care. It's like when they say one-sided beef is obsession. You become obsessed with this person and the pain where they almost have power over you. They start controlling your everyday thoughts, how you interact with people, how guarded you are in your relationships. The list goes on. They now have control over you and your life, and they're not even in your life anymore. You end up suffering from something that you didn't do. So, how do you get over and move on from someone who has backstabbed you? Obviously, you don't have to take my advice. Nothing I say really matters, but personally, I think we should normalize accepting what's done and moving the fuck on, like letting it go and acting as if it never happened. And I don't mean accepting that it's done and just being okay with it right away. When someone hurts you, fuck them. You should be pissed. You should be upset. You should let them know they fucked up. But normalize dropping them and the relationship once you realize that it's no longer repairable. There's no reason to waste any more of your time. So rather than dwelling on what could be or should be, focus on what actually is happening, which the relationship or friendship is over. Don't leave the relationship or friendship in hopes that they'll chase you or miss you or want you back. Leave them knowing that eventually they will miss you and realize what they had, but it doesn't matter to you because you didn't matter to them. Don't leave them seeking revenge or hoping for them to be worse off without you. Leave knowing that the revenge will be them seeing how okay you are without them. The best revenge is being better off without someone, showing them that they don't hold that power over you and they were just an era of your life and that era is over. I think a lot of us get stuck on not wanting to leave people because you're attached to them or that part of your life. You feel like you spent so much of your time on them and it would be a waste to just let it go. Like, why let go of something you invested so much time into? But I think it's easier to let go of someone when you realize that the purpose of that connection was just to teach you a lesson. Think about the friendships that you had 10 years ago, the friendships you had in elementary school. It's awesome if you're still friends with them, but more than likely you're not. Most people aren't. But just because you're not friends with them doesn't mean you regret those friendships. You know they were crucial to those years of your life and shaped you into who you are now. I thank so many of those friendships for allowing me to explore who I am, to express who I am, to show me what I do and don't want from people moving forward. Some people really are just placed into your life to make you stronger and shape you into who you're meant to be. We often feel like we're losing so much when a friendship or relationship ends, and we forget how much we gain from it ending. I'm sure it hurts. I'm sure it hurts like fucking hell, whatever this person did to you. But rather than focusing on the pain and the loss of that relationship, try to focus on the fact that you now get to move on and welcome new people into your life who won't treat you like that. And think about what this friendship or relationship has taught you. What can you take from that experience moving forward? It's not all a loss. If it weren't for all the very unfortunate events in my life, I do not think I would be even close to where I am now. And where I am now is really happy. I think I want to end the episode by saying that any betrayal is painful, but what's important from that betrayal is what you take from it and what you learn from it. And I think something important that I really learned is the more you allow people to betray you, the more you betray yourself. The more that you betray everything that you've learned, everything that you've went through, everything that you believe in. If you allow people to treat you like shit, you're basically telling yourself it's okay to be treated like shit. Wow, I feel like that was a really heavy thing to leave on, but it really is something that I had to learn. I say it all the time, but if you want people to treat you good, you have to treat yourself good to set the example of what you will and will not tolerate. If you allow yourself to treat you like ass, why would anyone around you believe that they would have to treat you any better? You don't deserve people who go behind your back, who lie to you, who betray you, who fuck you over and do you dirty. You do not deserve that, and there's no reason that you should be tolerating that right now if you are. If you're struggling with that right now, this is your sign to dump your shitty friends, dump your shitty boyfriend, your shitty girlfriend, dump anything that does not make you feel good, anything that does not feel right. Get rid of it. That is where we're going to end today's episode, besties. I hope you loved it. I hope you had a safe Halloween weekend. I hope you're having a great Halloween if you're listening to this on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I love you so much, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.